Welcome to Season 3 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CapRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and cap roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Taylor Vollen, your cap roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Hey everyone, this is Lillian, and welcome back to another episode of the Breakdown Podcast. This week, we have none other than the 2024 Rodeo Houston champion, Miss Jackie Crawford, here talking about everything from her new horse Backtrack she rode down in Houston to the setup at NRG Stadium, the people that keep her motivated in life, and the people that lend her ropes when she realizes that all her rattlers are in another rig the day of Houston Short Go. We also get a few special cameos from the little ones in Jackie's life. She juggles the mom and rodeo thing pretty well, so just be ready for some little guests during the interview. But before we jump in, I want to discuss how the WPRA World Standings race is looking heading into April. Jackie is leading the pack with more than $76,000 won, and Danielle Lohman is number two with about $59,000 won. In third is Taylor Munsell with nearly $43,000, and the reigning world champion Shelby Medjid is number four with $41,000. So that's a $35,000 spread between number one and number four, which is a lot, but not surprising with Rodeo Houston in the books. Year over year, we're about $15,000 behind the 2023 pace set by Haley Williams, who had $90,000 won at the end of March. Now, looking at the money spread from 2 to 15, in 2023, that spread was about $27,000, and this year, it's $39,000. But that money difference can mostly be attributed to Danny sitting at number two with her $59,000. If we left Danny out of it, the spread across the top 15 is actually a lot less, about $23,000 compared to last year's $27,000. So a tighter packed field from number three to 15. Currently, the number 15 hole belongs to Addie Wheel with $20,262 in earnings. So now I'm about to drop you in to the morning after Jackie's win, where she recounts the chaos of Houston. It's time to rope. Let's go.
Okay, well, huge bucket list win for you.
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh my gosh. Unbelievable. Yep.
I know that the NFBR didn't go how you wanted, and then you got on Backtrack, and kind of, it seems like you've just been building ever since then.
Yeah, you know, after I got home from the NFR, I really got to get on that little horse and kind of get with him and fine-tune what I needed and stuff like that, and so I broke him out at Fort Worth, and he did really good. We still had a little hiccup, you know, in our timing and stuff that cost me a little bit there, but we've just kind of been getting more together ever since then. And so I rode him at San Antone. He did awesome. I did get on my old faithful Kevin to try to go fast and was 1.7. So, down there at San Antone, but yeah, I just, you know, honestly, in my mind, I was really wanting to have, in my mind, Hail Mary would have been the best horse for here. She was a little too green to ride here last year, but I almost did it. And then I didn't. I've been looking forward to riding her, but she got hurt and she hadn't come quite back yet. So I was like, well, I was in the practice pen and I was riding him and Kevin every day on the setup that I thought it was going to be down there. And every day I just felt like, you know, I just kept having that feeling that he was the one. And so ended up taking him and I was super confident about him. So
that is super cool. What was the setup down there?
Well, down there, the box is really long. Mm-hmm. It's fairly wide and everything just really, you know, the score's long. And so everything can get away from you. But the calves that we rope, they didn't run hard, but they were pretty dirty. You know, so you had to have something that was going to let you get a shot off, but stay following the calf no matter what, which I thought really showed up. That's kind of what I prepared for, was being able to score, run to them and stay with them left or right, no matter what they did. And it really showed up in the final four round when everything went really hard right. I felt like my little horse fell over there with them really hard and he did a really good job and made it easy for me. So.
Mm-hmm. How much were you seeing for the start?
In our set, our first set, I was I was thinking it was going to be like point of the shoulder. I kind of score a little different than most people. So I thought you were having to give them anywhere from a full step to like maybe point of the shoulder.
Okay. Do you score them out a little more than other people or?
No, I have a hard time watching around the end of the gate. Like a lot of people judge the scoring, they'll say like shoulder around the end of the gate or mm-hmm. ear around or head around, you know, like they different things, and it'll always be followed by around the end of the gate. I can't personally, I have a hard time watching around the end of the gate. I watch the cow as a whole kind of behind the front gate. So I score a tick different than
okay. most people. That's super interesting. I didn't know that. I want to dive into the Houston of it all, but would you explain to me how Kevin and Backtrack feel different? Because obviously they're just colored the same and they're both Geldens and they look similarly built. So if you didn't know any better, you might think you're riding right. the same horse.
Yeah. You know, Kevin can outrun any horse I have, probably. Hail Mary's the closest I have being able to run, but he's half running blood. So he's a little bit bigger, a little bit longer. Kevin's a pretty sizey horse. Backtrack carries himself big, but he's not a very big horse. He's a little bit like Kevin, he can really run, and I have the timing down for the fast starts on him. Which is kind of opposite, because you would think that your horse that can really run, you would use on your longer starts and go get them. But Kevin doesn't necessarily have, like, the best stop, per se.
Oh, okay.
He underbelts a little bit, and he's got a deal where he throws his head, and that just comes from me hauling him when he was too green and trying to win, and I pulled on him too much too early, and he just learned that. And then Backtrack, he can run and he's really quick footed, but he can kind of read things, and he usually his stride and his timing makes it really easy for me to place my loop and get completely back, like completely done with it, and then he gets in the ground, which makes it really easy to set my loops everywhere.
Oh, that's really fun. And you got him from Macy Young, and you've had him for a little more than a year.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, not quite a year. I really haven't got to ride him. Like I said, I rode him literally got on his back 3 times before I left for the summer last year, and he just stayed turned out. And yeah. then when I came back, it just, it was here and there of getting to ride him, and so just kind of really started yeah. getting with it this fall and winter.
I loved your pink boots that you had on him.
Thanks. I love pink. That's what Riley Miner asked them. They're like, I rode him, I guess, in the semifinals, too.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, is it pink night? And I was like, I don't need a designated night to wear my favorite coat.
Amazing. So you roped in Super Series 5. You had some gunslingers in there. You had JJ, Hope. Hope had a strong Rodeo Houston.
Yeah, great. She was roping great. Her little horse looked awesome.
And then tied with Taylor in the semifinals, and then tied with her again in... tied her with her for second last night in that mm-hmm. first go. Mm-hmm. Talk me through your two runs last night, the 3-1 and then the 3-7 to win it all.
Well, you know, the 3-1, I knew, like watching the times, I didn't love my calf. I knew he wanted to go left and he wanted to try a little bit. And so I was kind of a mix of emotions of like, all right, do I run at this thing at the barrier and try to be fast, because I knew that the girls behind me were, you know, had been having some really good luck there. But mm-hmm. I just knew that on that calf, I couldn't back off. I couldn't be late. I needed to be in the barrier. So I tried to see a full step on him and be hitting the line running and be ready when he takes that left. And so I felt like I had to take one more swing, but I just felt like a good solid run. And it's not like I was trying to win first right there, because I knew I didn't have the calf to win first, but I just thought, okay, if I can make a good run on him, I can get back. And so we did that. And it was exactly like I wanted. Perfect. Came back, you know, tied for second. So mm-hmm. then in the final round, again, I didn't know what the other girls had, but every calf that was in that final round took really hard rights.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that, but I was like, all right, I'm going to have to give this calf a little bit extra because he had come right before he broke the barrier almost every time. Mm-hmm. And the fastest they've been on the whole time was a 2.9. Oh, and so, and she blasted. And so I was like, all right, I just need to make sure. Because in those tournament deals, you just never know. You know what I mean? But yeah. I know if I break the barrier, you know, my odds aren't good. So I just thought, okay, make sure on the start he's going to step right. Try to still get to the pin a little bit so you can get all the barrier you need. And so when he stepped right and he took that hard right, man, I knew I needed to really, really ride over there and get my shot off. And so I did again. I went further than I wanted to. And when I kind of gassed my horse and asked him to go right, he went, but I kind of caught him out of stride because he thought we were still running to him because that calf was still getting right. I caught him a little bit out of stride when I threw. And so he had a hard time getting in that ground. That ground's a little tricky over there.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a little bit of a hard time. I kind of caught him off guard. It took him a second to get stopped, but good neck shot. And so it just, in my mind, I thought, man, I didn't just win Houston, but I'm going to get some money because I knew one girl had gone out before me. But then, like I said, those tournament styles are just, you just never know.
And so it's always such a...
took the same pattern. The next two calves took the same pattern. And, you know, luckily, that track did good on them and let me win it. So.
Mommy, where's your apple tree?
You hit it, baby. Remember you hit it?
No, say I'll eat it.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
You're okay. So yeah, I feel like those tournament deals, it's always like a bloodbath to get to the end. And then you get to the end and it turns into just survival of the fittest usually.
Yeah. You just never know. I mean, you just never know.
So you didn't think you won Rodeo Houston. What was the reaction when you realized you had?
I just like looked at Taylor and Taylor went to she went to clap and she's like, holy cow, you just won Houston. And I was like, oh my gosh. What the heck? I didn't ever thought that would have won it. I really thought in my mind, I'm like, well, I got a good check, you know?
Yeah.
And that when that happened on the last two, I was like, oh my gosh, this was just, you know, one of those that when it's meant to be your time, it's your time.
Yeah. And you've been staying, and Taylor's been staying with you, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep, she's in here right now. She's in the kitchen.
Oh, very nice. Keep
yeah, she stays here during the winter, and I love having her around. And it's fun to go when we get places like that. It's fun. Okay, let me get them talking. Okay, it's fun to have your friends around that are driven and always pushing you. Mm-hmm. You know, so you get, you know, when she's here, I have a gym at my house, and so when she's here, if I hear her at the gym, boy. You know, before I get up there or when I'm doing other stuff, it gets your blood going and you're like, no, heck no, you ain't getting one ahead of me. Kind of a sparring all day long, a silent sparring between us all day long.
That's great.
We're going to take a quick break here to hear a message from today's sponsor, Purina. Attention horse owners, are you looking to help your horse recover with ease after a strenuous workout? Would you like to nourish your horse and their digestive system? If so, try the new Purina Replenimash product. It's much more than a mash. Replenimash promotes hydration, replenishes electrolytes, and supports gastric comfort. Put Purina's research to the test. Stop into your local Purina retailer and grab a bag of Purina's Replenimash product. Now, back to the breakdown.
What's the atmosphere like there in Houston? Because it's so big. It's bigger than anything else.
Oh, it's just crazy. It's just so cool. You know, it's so welcoming. They really make the cowboys and cowgirls feel welcome there. And like, they take pride in everything, how they treat you and everything they do for you. And that's really neat. You know, it's very flattering to show up to a place like that. And then the amount of people in there, and you know, you look on the walls as you walk down the walls, and all the walls have like murals of the cowboys and the champions from, you know, last year. And it's such a cool atmosphere. And just like I said, that's just a bucket list for anybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of bucket list, how does it feel to be leading the world?
So me and D-Lo have this funny thing going, you know, she's been killing it all winter.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been giving her crap because I'm like, well, it's fine. I'm still going to be 20,000 ahead of you. And so we've been giving each other crap. And when she went out and me and Hope advanced on, she said, well, I'm cheering for Hope. I'm cheering for Hope.
Oh, my gosh.
Because not that she's not cheering for Hope, but just as a joke, like, yep, because if you win it, you're going to be ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
So we just laugh. You know, obviously, we're just ribbing each other and stuff. So we've been having this little deal about, yeah, how I've been talking smack to her and she's been talking smack to me. And I told her I was coming for her. I said, no big deal. I was letting you have those first two because I know I'm going to win Houston. I'm going to move ahead of you.
I saw her commenting on your Instagram post. So I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You heard the story about my ropes, huh?
I saw it on your story, but I don't know the story. Like, I don't know what happened.
It doesn't just happen to young kids. Everyone knows that I'm an absolute walking mess. But we had taken another rig to the rodeos in Mercedes and Goliad, and it was in Larry D's rig. Well, that morning, Larry D was leaving, and Shy was getting everything out of the bus. And so I didn't even think about it. You know, I just thought it got out. And I go to rope the dummy, and I get my dummy rope out at the rodeo village out there. I get my dummy rope out of the trailer, and I walk to the dummy, and I throw one loop, and it literally dawns on me. And I'm like, I didn't see my rope bags. I didn't see my rope bags in there when I just got this rope. No rope bags, no saddle, like my other saddles. Luckily, I had not taken the horse I rode. I did not take Backtrack to Mercedes and Goliath, so his stuff was in the trailer. But my rope bags, every rope I had, every rope.
Oh, my gosh.
Went to Austin, and it was, by the time I realized it was too far away, like, Shy could have drove an hour and a half there and back, like, to where Larry D could drop my rope bag, but we ended up, I just called my friends, and I'm like, listen, who has Vipers? I'm using Vipers right now. I need some Vipers. Jordan Joe said she pulled a bunch out, but they were 10-2-5s. Munsell brought a bunch over, but they were 9-5s, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just want my ropes. I want my ropes. I want my ropes, because I use a 10-0. Well, here comes D-Lo. She's like, I got one Viper. She's like, I used it the other night. I pull it out. It's a 10-0. Slung it. I'm like, okay.
We're doing this.
I got one rope. Here we go. So I took her rope. Of course, she's talking smack because that's what she does all day long. And she's like, all right, if you win 50 grand on my rope, I want a shout out. I need a shout out if you win 50 grand. So anyway, I had the one rope. Luckily, Rich Newton, who dates Tiana Gray, he had a Viper sitting on his couch too. He gave it to me. So I had two ropes, but I kept them. I literally didn't have a rope bag or anything. I cut them off. I cut them both of my lengths, fixed them like I wanted, and hung them on my child's stroller. And that's how I rolled to the rodeo. I rode on my stroller, somebody else's rope, but I ended up using D-Lo's rope both times. So
that's amazing. They talk about mount money. Maybe D-Lo needs, like, rope money.
I know. Rich messaged me. He's like, I just know that was my rope you won with. You just ain't wanting to pay.
Oh, my gosh. That's, like, even another layer of...
Oh, so funny. It's just typical, though. It's literally not surprising for me.
Did Macy get to say hi to Backtrack?
Oh, yeah. It was funny. We actually got in the... We got in the alley there in the tunnel after we roped our first ones, and I turned around and I told her great job because she just won another round, basically. we were talking, and her horse reached over and smelt of him and went to bite him on the neck, and she was like, yep, they were pasture buddies, and this is what they would do, is just bite each other. Like, they would, she's like, he would bite him three times on the neck, and then he'd turn around and bite him three times on the neck. So they recognized each other right away, and... Yeah, it was pretty cute.
Oh, that is cute. I think that's all for me. Sounds like you might have some chaos going on back there.
Oh, that's all day, every day. No, that never ends.
Well, you got D-Lo coming for you, so I'm not sure how much rest you're going to get.
No, that's what somebody said. Well, now you can back off and whatever. And I said, yeah, it's just not in the DNA to do that. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it hell.
Okay. Well, where to next?
I leave for Austin tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm up at Austin tomorrow.
So. Okay. Great.
Yep.
I really appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah. You betcha.
I absolutely love talking with Jackie. If you've ever met her, you know she's just as charismatic and genuine as she sounds here. Looking ahead, I've got some interviews with everyone's favorite calf pusher, Dez Johnson, and roping protege, Haley Williams. But before then, you'll hear from my co-host, Taylor Vollen, on the tie down side. Special thanks again to Purina for sponsoring this episode of The Breakdown. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.